Hi, everybody. I'd like to share an energy update with you for the month of May. The month of May is about a transformational shift in consciousness, allowing us to move towards a unity consciousness. The way I understand this shift in consciousness is that it isn't so much that you are going to be connecting to the higher planes or different realities, as it is a state of consciousness where you understand, respect, and honor our connection to ourselves and everything in creation. Where you start to get it, you understand that what you do in this life, the things you create, your thoughts, your actions, are creating a ripple effect that are impacting everything in creation. And you understand that everything in creation is impacting you in some way. And you understand that it's important to make every effort to live a life of harmony, because that will create more unity for everybody to experience. And as we all experience more unity, a doorway to a kind of communication that may feel very foreign to a lot of people will become more natural to you. This is a kind of communication that is intuitive in nature, and you will gain access to a vast network of information, libraries, if you will, that have the knowledge, the wisdom that you may need in your life to solve the problems or overcome the obstacles that you're trying to overcome. Just because we are going through this transformational shift in consciousness in the month of May doesn't mean it's only going to take 1 month. And it doesn't mean that our reality is going to transform into this new earth, this utopian society overnight. What it means is that enough people are starting to recognize our symbiotic relationship with our souls and with everything in creation, and how we're all connected. And how, when we live lives where we are in harmony, that ripples out and creates more harmony, which creates more unity. I feel like this is important because a lot of us may find it easier to dismiss the information you are receiving that can do a lot of good for humanity. Because as we move towards this new state of consciousness, a lot of people will be receiving a lot of information that can solve a lot of the problems we are facing today. And it will be very easy to dismiss the information if you are not accustomed to using your intuition, if you are not accustomed to getting a download. Because this isn't just for the people who have spent their whole lives developing their intuition. This new kind of communication, at least it will feel new to a lot of people, is for everybody who is making the choice to live a life in harmony and making the choice to move towards a unity consciousness. This library of information does not discriminate based on how many years you've studied to unlock your intuition. It doesn't care about that. It only cares that you are moving towards unity consciousness, that you are living a life where you are in harmony. I'd like to close this energy update by thanking you all for joining me today. And I look forward to seeing you all again soon.